WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WRWB 489, WSHM 738. WRWB 49, calling WSHM 738. You still in there?
I am. Good morning.
Yeah, I heard you in the other room. I was feeding the kittens and, you know, and that, so getting them all straight and around.
Yeah, well, anyways, what's going on?
Nothing much, just, working.
Yeah, very good. Not much going on here, just another day in paradise.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, I didn't get up early yesterday, but I was... Well, I did get up early, but I was busy getting ready for work. So I had to be out the door early. And, I didn't realize that tone was being played. I thought it was just, you know, between Charlie and I. They were playing it, but I guess you said they were trying to wedge it in between you and them.
Oh, support individuals, I guess, you know what I mean? To get their rocks off doing it, more power to them.
But the day before yesterday in the afternoon, they were doing the same thing with the recordings, and I was talking to Jim, and of course Jim's like, well, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And then, of course, he gets jammed, and then I said, see, what did I tell you? And then he didn't know what to say, but he said, well, that I was right.
Huh. Jim who? I don't know who Jim is.
Jim Hughes. 244.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Jim. All right. Yep. Yeah, I'll go figure. What are you going to do, you know? Bored people. Put that kind of time in a group of people. I think it speaks volumes. Anyways. Alright, looks like we got a couple of days with no rain coming up here.
Yeah, I see that. Last night, you know, it was windy, but no rain. Well, there was a storm coming this way, but it was supposed to, but it blew over us. I think Port Huron got the most of it, and south of Detroit.
Bit of rain yesterday around 8 o'clock, but I don't think it happened.
You're not getting in too good. Like you were, you must be in the wrong spot.
Yeah, probably. How's that?
Not perfect.
Yeah, anyways.
I don't know if Gene told you, but he picked up a new tester. Well, that means it's not brand new equipment, but it looks like brand new. One of those Sencors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they made a lot of test equipment back in the day, and I used to, like, drool over it, but you know what? They didn't build the best of stuff. A couple of things they did build pretty good. I have a capacitor checker by them, and it's a pretty good little unit.
Well, Well, the one he's got is like the one he had already has, the transistor checker.
Yeah, okay. Pretty sure that company has gone belly up a long time ago, but they used to build some cool stuff. And not all of it was the best, but they were definitely into the test equipment. They had oscilloscopes, capacitor checkers. I mean, capacitor checkers that actually put real voltage on the capacitors, too. Monitor things. What a poor individual. You need to get a life, dude.
Yeah, they played that. It was mixing in with you pretty much the whole time of your conversation.
Jammers. They're jammers. It's all coming from that other group. They just got a couple extra people helping them out now, what I call relief pitchers.
Heck, they probably don't even know what that means.
It's just chicken stuff, that's all it is.
Either A, they don't have a job, or B, they have a job, but they have to, but they're frustrated right now, so their job's not giving them enough hours, so they have to, try to find work somewhere else to supplement their income. I don't know.
Hey, you're up at 4:40 in the morning jamming people. It's like, you're obsessed, dude. You think you're getting something done, but all it screams is you're obsessed.
It's like that song by Animotion, Obsession.
All right, on to other business. Sam, are you in there? WSHF 567. WSHM 738. And I guarantee if you inspect their front or back lawns, Mike, there's probably a bunch of dandelions in it and weeds. Because they're too busy sitting by the radio jamming people rather than doing home maintenance stuff.
I wouldn't doubt it. Who knows, Anyway. But, that was what Gene picked up. Picked up that transistor checker to check the, Toshibas.
All right, very good.
Loudmouth who talks like they've mastered everything, but is really just guessing, bullshitting and praying nobody calls it out. All confidence, no fucking clue. Word of the day is, fucktician, a loudmouth.
You ought to use your voice and be a man, rather than a sissy playing recordings to mask your true feelings. It's a spineless move. But neither here nor there. It's all that it's ever going to amount for you and a few others hiding behind that microphone. And that's all it's ever going to amount to. Ever. Yeah, anyways, Mike, there you go. What can you say about underachievers?
What's to say about them? I think they were trying to say that you carry a golden screwdriver around, but I think their youngest member in their group, I think he's the one that has the golden screwdriver.
Well, like I said, they want to ruin their names. Some of these guys are card-carrying ham operators.
That's on them, you know. So, anyhow, besides that, nothing much here is going on. Just work, work, and more work.
Very good. Time for me to get rolling with the morning activities. I'll catch up with you in a little bit here at WSHM 738.
Okay, I'll be here standing by.
All right. WSHM 738.
WSBT 754.
Good morning.
How would you know?
I took a look outside. It's not wet.
Well, that's a start. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Hopefully it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, of course it's going to be a nice day. You know, somewhere around 70 and sunny and no rain. Perfect day. A good day to not sit behind your radio and jam people and go out and do some yard work to make your house look presentable and raise the property value.
Yeah. I should hit my backyard. I have intentions on doing that every day when I'm thinking about it at work. Then I get home and sit in my chair and my eyes slam shut.
SHF 567, good morning, channel.
Good morning, Sam.
Paul, Charlie.
Good morning, Sam.
Charlie.
Good morning, Sam, and good morning, Charlie, from WRWB 49.
All right, back, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning. And, of course, I already talked to Paul this morning.
So, reading through Facebook last night after I got home. And it appears that St. Clair County Dispatch has gone encrypted, so no more police scanning going on up there.
Clean up that property line. Quit jamming. Put your time more to useful things.
It went encrypted, huh? Well, that's a bummer.
I knew it was coming. They had been talking about it for a while, but they didn't have the funds for all the radios, and I guess apparently now they do, and so everything's gone encrypted. No more cop scanning.
What city did that, Charlie?
All of St. Clair County. Central Dispatch, Fort Huron cops, everything. Well, I guess the fire and ambulance haven't done it, but I'm sure they won't be long behind.
What kind of scanner did you have?
It was a radio set. I think it was a Pro 197 digital trunking. My brother gave it to me a few years ago. He couldn't make it work. And I got it, and once I figured it out, got it all programmed, it did pretty good, but it was hard to get a good copy, and I always got choppy reception, so I bought a 800 megahertz little Yagi antenna, got it clamped to my bench, pointed at the control tower, and it worked perfectly.
Okay. So he went encrypted, not like a digital format, so they were analog, right?
Oh, they've been on digital. Their signal has been digital for a while, but it, you know, it's digital chunking. But now they've gone encrypted, so no more listening to dispatch. That sucks too, man. I always like listening.
Alright, so what were they, like T-25 or something?
I believe so. I know there's, this thing did quite a bit, EDAX and P-25 and something else, but I'm pretty sure they were on a P-25 system.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna hop in a car and see you. I'll be back. WSHM 738.
Anyway, yeah, I heard some municipalities, they're going, like, what, full encryption or something?
You know, I know why they're doing it. My next-door neighbor's a deputy, and things like that active shooter or that swatting call that was going on in Marine City a week or so ago, and there was some other one he was telling me about. People hear it on the scanner and they're showing up, you know. News crews, man, there's an active situation going on and Fox News is rolling in, you know. So I get it, you know, but people like me just like to sit around in their shack, you know, and listen to what's happening and that's it, you know, it's over for us.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Like my city, Marysville, they have, most of the cities will have like a, what they call a proprietary channel, where they can talk amongst themselves. A lot of times in the weekend mornings, man, I'd hear them talking about things, or looking for a vehicle, or somebody that was in trouble the night before, or something, you know. I used to listen to them all the time, but yeah, them days are over. That sucks.
Yeah, well, it's like here, you know, Macomb County, everything's linked through ComTech.
Actually, Macomb County's on the same system. They're on Michigan Public Safety Commission or Communication System or something like that. I used to be able to get them, too. Not very often, but I was able to receive quite a bit of that stuff, and they were on the same statewide system, but I'm sure they'll be encrypted here if they're not by now already.
Well, the dispatch from Macomb County is one big centralized building now over there on Church Street and Grosbeck.
Yeah, it's the same as St. Clair County, you know, everything's through central dispatch. You know, all the towns and everything were dispatched through the central dispatch system. And then each city had their own proprietary channel that they could talk amongst each other. I mean, it's a pretty neat system when you can listen to it.
Yeah, now the city of Southfield, my aunt, you know, she retired from there as a dispatcher. They don't have the money, I guess, to upgrade, so they're still on the old, you know, 400 megahertz, you know, analog system.
Well, I understand it. This is all state mandated for, you know, officer safety and whatnot. I don't know. Like I said, there are not enough cases that will go out there and listen to the scanner and start showing up in active scenes and whatnot. And me, I just like to kick back and listen to it, usually on the weekend mornings. But, oh, well, it is what it is. Now I got a paperweight. I can listen to scanners or repeaters, but that's about all it's good for now.
Like my old analog scanner here in the desk. It's an old Realistic Pro 2020. Things. It's just strictly analog. That's a 20-channel programmable paperweight.
All right, WSHM-738. Yes, the world of scanning is all changing, that's for sure.
Find the way again, they always do.
Oh no, they won't be breaking that encryption, man. I can't remember the name of it, but I know it's got a number 256 in it. I'm not sure what it is, but there ain't no breaking this, man. It's not doable. AES 256. There you go.
Oakland County tried doing that with a system called Open Sky, I think. I think I have the name right. And unfortunately, they went with this system and paid a lot of money. Then it couldn't really do something they wanted it to do. So I think they're either converted over, they're about to convert back over because they weren't happy with the system. As far as the encryption goes, it was probably really good, you know, not breakable. But the problem was the system wouldn't allow them to do something they wanted to do aside from the encryption, and so therefore they're getting rid of it or got rid of it.
Well, this system they got now, that I think it's Michigan Public Safety Communication System, I think it's called. You know, it can go statewide. You know, a cop in Detroit can talk to somebody, you know, in the Upper Peninsula. It's all connected to certain channels, and some are statewide, some are regional, some are county. And each county would be able to carry communications from neighboring counties. So, like if Macomb County was traveling, chasing somebody into St. Clair County, he was still able to talk to his dispatch. It's quite an elaborate system, but yeah, oh well, it is what it is. Now I got a computer scanner.
Yeah, it's all about developing talk groups. Same system, just different talk groups.
Exactly.
A little weak there, John. I've had scanners on and off through the years, Charlie. You know, going way, way back to the early 80s. And, yeah, it's changed quite a bit. This latest scanner I bought about five, six years ago. It's a really good one, actually, but you know, that will soon become antiquated as well. You know, as soon as they encrypt, you're done. And there are already some channels even in this area that are encrypted, like for detectives. You know, and sooner or later, they're all going to go there.
Oh, yeah, anything that had to do with detectives, narcotics, and, you know, that type of stuff, that's been encrypted for a while. But now it's everything, man. Everything.
Got that Bearcat, that with the LCD colored screen. I forget the model number it offhand. They make a handheld just like it. And that was a $700 scanner. It's a beautiful scanner, but problem is it's going to become antiquated with the encryption.
Yeah, they got all scanners out there, man, $500-$600 for these things, but they're going to be no more. Like I said, the only thing I can still, right now, get fire and ambulance, which doesn't interest me, but, you know, you can listen to railroads or ham repeaters and anything that's in the open, but I always like listening to the cops, What it is, what it is. No big deal. Go ahead, John. He's not quite in there, I guess. All right, Mike.
Yeah, the only time I can listen to stuff like that is when KDPXJ's nephew comes over and he brings his radio from work. It's a pretty nice, sophisticated radio. Got a color LCD screen on it. It's a GPS track. And he's got some type of radio ID number that's on it. So when you key up, it's got your name and your badge, whatever. It's a pretty cool Motorola radio. Heck, I think it even has a built-in body camera.
I forget the model number, but it's probably an ATX something or another. You get pretty nice units there. I've seen one from somebody I know. So, top-end deal there.
Yeah, it's a Motorola ATX. I'll have to look it up. But, yeah, it's a cool radio. That thing cost, that thing is like, like $10,000 for that thing, or if not more.
Well, obviously, he works for a, a county somewhere, or a city, obviously, within, I'm guessing, Macomb.
DPD.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's the ATX N70. That's what he has.
Yeah, okay. Motorola had that squawk type thing. You know what I'm talking about, Paul. Somebody was playing that sound on here. That ID'd the radio whenever you keyed up. That's called MDT. Yeah, it had that data burst whenever they keyed up or unkeyed. Would ID the radio.
Yeah, that system was the Motorola MDT 1200, and it had the squawk.
I thought that was John with the signal. He was in there trying to say something, but it's in and out, and I'm still hearing a weak signal in there, but I'm not hearing his voice, so I'm thinking maybe that wasn't him. Oh, there's the jammers. Some bored individuals.
Just an unwanted scat burst on the residual.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Sam, are you still in there? That is you in there.
This is the weirdest thing in the world, man. This radio is like falling in and out of the squelch. It goes full scale to in the squelch, and it just like popping. Unbelievable. Something really weird.
Well, I always say the best resolution for that is buy a real radio.
WSHS-567.
Hey, I'll call you a little bit later this morning, Sam, all right?
No problem.
Glad, John, if you're in there. He's having some radio difficulties there.
that there's somebody with an HT just ka-chunking.
Yeah, there's a couple of them in there this morning now. That one is probably from, God, man, these roads are terrible. That one there is off of Van Dyke.
Yeah. Oh, it could be. Well, look at that one day, yeah. You were right there. And I told you, you know, I'm guessing, you know, I took a wild stab at it, but I was pretty accurate and spot on. And then you confirmed it, so.
Yeah, there's a couple in there. Four. They need to. They got a problem with people. The man tried confronting them. Just ignore them like their parents did. Probably most of their problem, Charlie. All right, it's time to go make the coffee anyway. You guys have a great day. Take it this afternoon. WSBT 754. See ya, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. REC935 Mobile. Plugged the DC converter and everything straightened out.
That's weird.
It's generating some hash.
The radio does have some audio on it, I can tell you that.
Copy that.
Yeah, it sounds real petty, like, you know, I mean real, just real petty.
Yeah, it's Chinese junk.
I take it, you're still at work?
Oh yeah, so 10 o'clock.
Copy on the 10 o'clock.
Put up the UHF antenna. Have a better signal.
Yeah, put a dual band antenna on. It's only to get that stuff off the truck.
Talking about the guy trying to key up all the time.
Back when you get a signal.
Yeah, they're not doing anything to you guys. I mean, you guys are talking over it, so... I mean, it's pretty much a waste of time.
He's probably up early, out to get in the shower before he heads down to the John Dingell Medical Center.
This is the worst hospital in the country, and that's coming from a guy that I take care of who still works for the VA as a computer programmer. It's a joke of a hospital. I mean, a sick joke.
Good place for jokes to go. And that's certainly one of them. All right, anyways, I'll catch you guys later. Have a good morning. See you, John, Mike, Sam, WSHM 738.
Good timing, I'm pulling in the plant. I'll catch up with you guys later. WREZ 935 Mobile.
Alright, we'll catch you guys later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Hello, hello, hello.
WSCU 202, good morning. WSEU 202, and we are mobile.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257. I'm in mobile and monitoring. WSIT 284, this is WSET 257. You're out there? WSIT 284, this is WSET 257. Are you out there? Nothing heard from WSIT 284, this is WSET 257, clear monitoring. WSIT 284, this is WSIT 257, you out there? WSIT 896, this is WSIT 257, you out there? Just heading back from Costco on a quick run on my lunch break and decided to try out the old JS8 on CB over to the house and was able to make it to Costco up here on 5, which is, I believe, north to you, so throwing it out there, if you get it going, we should be able to make contact, over.
Copy that. I'm kind of in the middle of something right now, but just to get it going up, after here.
Okay, you're a little quiet, but it sounded like you said you were in the middle of something, so I'll let you go until I start out there. This is the WSET 257, clear on your final.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, like I said, finish up tomorrow for the check in there. WSJF.
896, keep monitoring. WSHF 567, monitoring.
Seth Dam, WSHF 738.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Beautiful day out here.
That it is, that it is. Starting to get busy, Paul. Starting to pick up. I had 5 people show up today.
Yeah, well, that weather will do it. It's certainly beautiful out here.
Yep, I hope it stays this way. It'd be nice.
I think you're going to have busy days and you're going to have slow days. I mean, that's just normal, isn't it?
Last time I was pretty busy all the way through, and I had 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you know, nights. So I was pretty busy last summer. We'll see if it works out this way this summer.
Yeah, this is early on in the season. We've had a slew of nice days already to date, and it's like the 22nd of April. Sometimes we don't even start getting nice till now, you know, and I've seen it the other way where it gets nice from late March all the way through. I've seen it, you know, Michigan, you never know.
Definitely a hit and miss anymore.
Well, there they go, Sam, right on cue.
I hate them. That's 6-7, no doubt, Paul.
People need to get a life and a job in most cases. time I got to make a stop and dump some foliage, so I'll be at the BSHM 738. Yeah, that is jammed, yeah. Alright, I'll be back.
Stupid WSHS, I have 6-7 told you so.
It's almost like David Letterman on his show. Sam, I come home from work after, I get up at 4 in the morning, I go to work really early, I put in my 8 hours, you know, I go home, I make some coffee, I do some yard work, you know, couldn't imagine being home all day making weird sounds into a radio. Hope they don't have any grandkids walking around. They're probably looking in on them, shaking their head. My guess is if you look at their lawn, it's probably riddled with weeds. They could be out there doing something beneficial by, like, pulling weeds rather than making stupid sounds into a radio.
They're growing up, they're acting like little babies.
Yeah, well.
I'm the noted channel terrorist. They got me down, you know, complaining on me that I'm the problem. I'm really the problem? No, I don't think I'm.
I don't pay attention to them idiots. Most of it's jealousy, Sam. But whatever. Sit out here and make noises on the radio, you know. Gotta be some kind of special idiot right there. There's a couple of them in there doing it. It's just there's one guy right now. It's a couple of them.
Conversation.
they're doing. I'm pretty sure I don't want to know. SHM-738. All right, I'm getting pretty close to home here, and I got stuff to do. Yeah, we'll catch you later, Sam, and whoever the other guy was, we'll see ya. SHM-738. The moment you're on the edge, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just here on the verge of the repeater.
Correct.
Nice day out today. 1 degrees. Sunny by the bay here.
Sitting by the dock of the bay. Geez, why does that sound familiar?
Watching the time go away.
Guys, you kind of on your midday break, are you?
Correct the mundo.
It is a nice day. Reading 76 at the moment. It's beautiful out here.
Yeah, not too much longer, and I'll be out of work here. And then I can go hang out for a minute.
Good afternoon, Mike. WSHS 567.
What's going on there, Sam? Just got Paul and I out here right now for the moment.
Yeah, 10-4, I heard getting out of the waves.
Sam, have you ever heard from that John guy? Is he doing okay?
Yes, John, 666, he's okay. He listens to us here and he listens to us on the CB radio. He can't communicate because he has no way to communicate right now. He said when it gets warmer, he's going to put up his antenna, so we'll see.
Yeah, I know he had some health issues, and I just wonder if he's doing okay. Talk to him on the phone or something. Make sure you tell him I said hi.
Will do. Haven't heard from that guy in a long time. It's been, what, over a year at least. Going out with Sam today. Anything new?
All this warm weather, he says he's been busy today.
I could imagine, man, you know, people are getting their lawns cut, you know, these yards are still, you know, that's all that fur.
Yeah. I'm going to be out here in just a minute here, Mike, so I'll let you go and I'll catch you later. WSHM-738 at my next destination.
Make sure you watch the site, but they might be stalking you. Anyway, we'll catch you later. I'm going to run myself and we'll talk. All right. We'll be standing by here.
WSBT
754 again, WRWB 49. Afternoon, Mike, WSBT 754. You're not making the machine very good right now, Mike.
It's out there. I'm in a really sketchy spot.
Yeah, you were in that time. Go ahead.
Right now, with the sun shining, man, it's really sketchy.
Yeah, you were in that time, no problem. Yeah, I'm on the way home.
Just right here at my next assignment. So I got one more stop, and then I'll be done around like 6:30.
Heck, I might be napping by then.
It was funny, you know how we were talking about TVs the other day? Well, I just came into I wouldn't say an allotment, but, you know, at least three of them.
Oh, no kidding, you picked all three of them up?
Yeah, they were all LEDs. One was a smart TV, the other two were just regular, you know, LED TVs, nothing fancy, but, you know, not everybody wants a fancy smart television.
Do they even work? Have you checked them out already?
Oh, yeah, they work. They're flawless. And, you know, some of the TVs, you know, I had remotes for. Because I collect remotes and just put them in a bag. Right? Or not a bag, but in my box.
You just fall into those things, dude.
I do. It's like, man, you know, it gets to a point where sometimes, you know, you get overwhelmed. I give them away, you know, to people that need them.
Yeah, I see a lot of posts on Facebook about people starting over, just moved in, or left their husband, or something, you know. They're always looking for furniture or anything, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, usually it'll be friends that say, oh, yeah, I'll take it, you know, and if they don't want it, then they donate it to the Salvation Army, you know, so it works out. But, yeah, people are wasteful, man, you know, I just don't get it.
Yeah, you wonder why they threw them away to begin with if there's nothing wrong with them.
No idea. Yeah, it's 232 inches, which is usually the size I always find anyway, is a 32. And then a 42 inch, you know, one of those JVCs with the subwoofer speakers in the front. Not the ones that are pointed down on the television.
Yeah, maybe they just upgraded to a bigger TV and just heck with it, throw it away, you know, rather than try and sell it or whatever.
I mean, it gets to a point where I don't even, you know, bother trying to fix them, you know. It's like, forget it, man. I mean, there's no need to fix it. You just you end up coming across one here sooner or later, you know, so.
And, you know, it's kind of hard to sell that kind of stuff either if it ain't a big one. You know, everybody wants the 50-inch or something like that. They don't want the small one. They want the big one.
It'd be LED or OLED or 4K or they won't take it. I got one in my garage. It's a 50-inch plasma. And I know why they got rid of that one, because every now and then
you know, them things get packed with dust and they overheat. So you gotta get in there with the air chuck and clean it out every once in a while. But, I mean, it's got phenomenal pictures.
I always thought the plasmas had the best pictures, the inkiest dark blacks, which really helped everything pop. And, you know, problem is they had that, they were noisy as hell, so radio people didn't like them.
I never, you know, thought of the set aspect, but, you know, just, you know, people having them and then me experiencing one myself, you know, they all complain about they overheat and then they shut themselves off because it, you know, it gets too hot. So you got to get back there and bust the damn thing off, or maybe just put a little, you know, fan inside there, or clip it on the outside and on the back.
Yeah, I can't say I ever noticed that with the one I had. I forget what model, make it model. I haven't ran it in a long time. It was giving me grief on the low bands, so I just gave it to my neighbor. In fact, I think he's still running it. Oh, and the burn-in. They also suffered from burn-in. But boy, when it was in its prime, you couldn't beat how inky the black was on it, and everything popped. The contrast was so good. Those things were sweet. But they've come a long way. Some of this new LED technology is unbelievable. OLED or whatever they're calling it now. Hell, I can't keep up. It's a whole crazy cottage industry of acronyms and smoke and magic and comb filters and, you know, always making you feel like you just got to have that next thing.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have no idea what all that stuff means. I just go there and pick the size I want and say I take it.
Oh, yeah. Nice thing about getting old. You can't hear good enough to spend $10,000 on a stereo, and you can't see well enough to spend $6,000 on a TV. You're perfectly adequate with the bargains. So I'm still fairly discriminating in the hearing, but not enough to be dancing in that $10,000 stereo realm.
I'm not going to spend that kind of money on a TV that's going to watch me sleep anyway.
Like, heck, I still got an old Sears LXI CRT. Well, it's a projection TV with the three color guns from, like, the early 80s. It's a 50-inch, and it's got the door that opens up with the mirror and all that. Still have one of those. And the thing, those are, like, what, almost 10 grand back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, those things were the hot ticket, man. And I got one of my coworkers, he's got a very, very current. He's got a few grand into it, but it's a big projector, and he's got a really special screen and all this stuff, and I guess it's cinema-like. It's so good. But it's whole next level. And it's not a self-contained projector. It actually, you put up a screen. And it sounds really good. I was reading up on it. It's amazing. But I don't have the room for it, let alone, you know. Hell, my wife complains. You know, that's too loud. Turn it down. She doesn't like the dynamics. So, you know, surround sound is even wasted on us because she doesn't want to hear all that dynamics. She wants to hear it all coming right from the center and, you know, and limited. You know, me, I want the explosions to jolt me and all that, but not her, so...
Yeah, my problem is being able to hear it. A lot of times I'll be watching a movie or something, and I don't hear, you know, 70% of what they're saying. You know, I keep turning it up, and then, of course, you got that car bomb and rattles the windows, and now you're turning it down. So I need to get a set of headphones and just keep them for the TV, but then... She can't hear it, you know, unless, I don't know of any dual feed Bluetooth for two pairs of headphones.
That's actually a good idea. I'm sure somebody must make it, but
have headsets for you know, for everybody, and if you could make it so that, you know, you could select your amount of limiting and compression. So, you know, one person can have it all dynamic and explosive, and the next one could have it all clamped down, and that'd be kind of cool. So, hey, you're on to something. Get a hold of somebody and make it for you. You'd be rich.
I won't hold my breath.
All right, anyhow, I'm going to make the next stop here. Heard you guys talking about the plasma TVs, thought I'd jump in and interrupt. Let you get back to it. That'll be RUU 850.
Hey, good afternoon, Sean. Take care. WSBP 754.
All right, we'll catch you later. Yeah, that would be something, you know, have like a Bluetooth hub where you could pair multiple pairs of headphones and adjust the volume up and down, you know, for each one.
Yeah, I mean, my TV now, all the ones I have, you know, got the Bluetooth and put headphones to them, but if we're watching something together, she can't hear anything anyway. She spends more time staring at her phone and asking me what's going on. what are they doing? You know, aren't you watching this? So, yeah, who knows. Again, most times, if I'm in front of that TV, it don't take long, and I'm sound asleep anyhow. So, I'm not spending thousands of dollars for something that's going to watch me lay there like a log.
Yeah, right, you know, I hear you. Yeah, my wife does the same thing. Here I got the TV on with the surround sound, you know, and here's her just staring at her phone with her earbuds on, you know.
What's funny is she's watching something, you couldn't get her attention to save your life. The house burned down before she'd know about it. She walk into a room and I got something on, you know, some documentary, and she'll stand there and start talking to me like I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, that's how it usually is.
Man, it turned out to be a really nice day today, huh?
I was out here earlier. He said he had 75 degrees. I got 71 up here by the base.
I'm showing 74 right now. Coming up here a little bit to the rest area. But yeah, it's beautiful out. I'll take this all day, every day.
I hear you, man. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. Just starting to fizzle out a little bit. And this radio is working extra overtime on this fan here because it's warm out. So I will catch you later. WRWB at 49, and we'll be clear on your final.
We'll come out the rest area anyway, man. Have a good evening. We'll catch you in the morning. WSBT 754.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
SHF 567, WSHM 738.
How you doing today, 678, WSHB 336?
I'm sorry, who are you calling there? Okay, Sam, were you monitoring there? WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
Thank you.
WSIP 39 listening.
I'm just wondering why I'm trying to prove to everybody that you can blow.
Prove to everybody that you can what?
I said I'm trying to figure out why you're trying to prove to everybody that you can blow. I'm trying to be funny, make you giggle. Actually, I'm just being a dork. WSIK
39. Ah, I got you. This is pretty good. This is WSMI 591 monitoring.
The next 20 minutes.
WXMF 861 Chris.
WFMI 591, how you doing, Chris?
Hello, doing alright. It's been a pretty good and a pretty frustrating day, but hey, that's my life tonight.
Yeah, I hear you there. Work wasn't too fun today, but I got it done anyway. Now I'm home and I get to talk on my radio, so gotta appreciate the small one.
Hey, yeah, no worries. I know the radio hobby, although I'm just starting in it, is kind of like my go-to basically nowadays. At the outer limits of the Macomb repeater, so I do apologize in advance if I come across as staticky.
Radio check. WFMI 591. Seems like either I'm having some issues or the repeater is. I'm not sure if anybody's receiving this. WFMI 591. Seems like I'm having some trouble hitting the repeater at the moment. Maybe that'll be better. Radio check. There we go, I got the repeater back. I don't know what was going on there, but for whatever reason, I wasn't hitting it anymore. WSMI 591.
WSMJ 418, Omaha. Tell the Victor Holmes, come in. Tell the Victor Holmes, come in.
WSCU-202. Good evening.
WRVC-771. Does anyone have a update on the Detroit repeater?
WSBU-202, I didn't quite get that full transmission.
Sorry about that, 202. This is WRVC-771. I was wondering if there was an update on the Detroit repeater, if we're going to be back online anytime soon.
Yep, I don't know nothing about that Detroit repeater. WSCU-202 will be clear then.
Copy that, sir. I appreciate it. WRVC-771 standing by.